Next, cold, damp and overcrowded homes. Mothers living in that type of inadequate housing report depression and find parenting more stressful. There are impacts too on children. They face greater social and emotional difficulties at the age of 9 than their peers. Now, that's all according to a new report this morning by the ESRI. Dr. Helen Russell from the Institute. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, your report is called Housing, Health and Happiness, How Inadequate Housing Shapes Child and Parent Wellbeing. Now, before you outline the actual findings, can you explain what you mean when you say inadequate housing?
So we take a broad view of inadequate housing to include both the physical environment. So that's measures like whether the home is cold or damp or too small. And also we include the social environment. And for example, that is the level of social disorder in a neighbourhood and the level of social support and trust between neighbours.
Now, the main findings, your reports show the impact of this type of housing on families. So what's the impact on mothers?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so we are looking in this particular study at mothers' well-being, and we find that mothers living in poor quality housing and in poor quality neighbourhoods, they report higher levels of depression. They find parenting more stressful, and they also report a poorer quality relationships with both their partners and their children. So we see in those families higher levels of conflict and lower closeness between the mother and their children.
It leads to hostile parenting.
Yeah, so this is a measure of, I suppose, how harsh discipline is, and the style of parenting. Now, it's a scale, so we're not saying that the parents in these households are very harsh. It's that they have a higher level of harshness than the average, say. So, they still have good relationships with their children. But this whole stress of living in a poor quality house and a poor quality and social environment spills over, I suppose, into family life, into parenting styles, and then this has a knock-on effect for the children.
Is there a spillover effect on fathers?
Yes. So as I say, we find that they report poor quality relationships with partners. In this study, we focused on mothers because we found in the previous literature that the link between mothers' depression and children's well-being, for example, is stronger than the fathers. But yes, you do find similar patterns in terms of those well-being outcomes.
How are children affected?
So here we're looking particularly at their social and emotional well-being. So this is things like conduct problems, anxiety, those sort of issues. So we find children living in poor quality housing and also in more disorderly communities. So that's communities, where there's higher levels of vandalism or public disorder, that they have higher levels of these difficulties, these social and emotional difficulties. And we're seeing here in this particular study that this is operating partly, at least, through the mother's stress. So this is what's called the family stress model. So people living under conditions of poverty experience higher levels of stress, and this affects, unsurprisingly, their parenting style and how they relate to other people in the household.
Income is a crucial driver in this, but what kind of backgrounds mm-hmm. are these families from?
Yes, so those low-income households, as you might expect, are more likely to be in these poor quality households, housing and neighbourhoods. Also, we find over and above that, we find that lone parent families, families where either of the parents has a disability, and migrant origin families are all more likely to be in poor quality housing.
What's the long-term impact of this?
In this, we're looking over time. So we are using the Growing Up in Ireland study. So it tracks families from when the child is 9 months old up to, we're looking at 9 years of age, the outcomes. And we see there the strong effects on children's well-being at age nine, based on their exposure over their early childhood. So we would expect that, the conditions, and we know this from other literature, the conditions in which you grow up, your exposure to, damp and, poor quality housing can have longer term impacts on health, on physical health, as well as mental health and even on educational outcomes. So this is something that we can keep on tracking with the Growing Up in Ireland. So these children are now 13. Yeah, so we can look into this in the future as well.
On the back of your research, what are you recommending?
So I think the findings really point to the importance of investing in the quality of housing and neighbourhoods as well. This is both for new builds. We need to be considering, I suppose, the social environment as well as the physical environment, and also the need for refurbishing. We find that those living in social housing in particular are much more exposed to a lot of these physical issues with the housing. So there's obviously a need there for refurbishing. We find a high proportion of families were struggling to heat their homes, and that, I suppose, points to the need for things like financial assistance, on energy and that those retrofitting programs.
Dr. Helen Russell from the ESRI, thanks for joining us.